Van Halen, Huffer Teacher on 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station. I'm Kendra Rolfe, hanging out with John Pitts from the Twin Falls County Fair. He's the manager there, and it all kicks off tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
So this is something you do every year, and I mean, you got to be, you're pumped, you're ready. You've been all year long, you've been ready for this.
That's right. Well, we started last October trying to get stuff lined out for fair, so.
Wow. Well, it shows because the Twin Falls County Fair rocks.
So. That's it. Yes, it does.
And for some people, the fair, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to get to the events, but for some people, the fair is a professional eating event.
Yes.
Can we start with the food?
Sure.
Woo-hoo. Okay, so first off, what's your favorite?
Oh, I'm still kind of hooked on the pork sickles.
That's what you said last
Yeah.
Just the name pork sickle is ridiculous. I love
but
it.
But we do have a new booth coming in this year I'm going to try. He does a... he got a great big giant coconuts.
Okay.
That he cuts the top off, and he uses the coconut milk to make a, kind of a sauce.
Cool.
And then he either puts a seafood salad or a fruit salad inside the coconut.
And then you just,
it's
your bowl?
It out of,
you don't
coconut
waste anything.
Is your bowl. That's right.
I love it. That sounds somewhat healthy.
Yeah, that's good. Scary, isn't it?
But it sounds really good. Yeah, it is a little scary. Is there any, okay, so that's what's new, but what's... What are the classics? What are we?
Oh, we got tater pigs is back, of course, and
last year.
Yeah, tater pigs and corn dogs and lots of different hamburger booths and your Italian sausages and all that
good
healthy food.
And for me, one of my faves is you take an Oreo, you batter it, and you deep fry it.
Yeah, deep fried Oreos. We got deep fried Snicker bars and.
So
deep
good.
Fried bacon, chocolate dip bacon.
And elephant ears.
And
mini
donuts.
The donuts. Ugh. All right, I got to start doing jumping jacks during this interview. Okay, so so there's lots of food, obviously. There's new stuff, the classics. And it all starts tomorrow. You guys are kicking it off with kind of a big deal tomorrow. What are you doing?
Yeah, we got monster trucks coming
Woo-hoo!
In.
Love
and
it.
The All-Star Monster Trucks was the first time we've done it at a fair in probably 15, 20 years was last year.
Okay.
And they put on a really good show, but we had some trouble getting some break time entertainment because those trucks burn 8 gallons of alcohol in about a 5-minute run.
Wow.
So they have to cool off, obviously, between the race and the freestyle.
I didn't know that.
So
we
brought in the Transformers this year. They're wheeled vehicles
cool.
that come in and stand up into 30-foot tall robots, and mm-hmm. there's one good guy and one bad guy, and they argue and fight. And
who wins?
Gives, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Lame. You got to go to find out.
That's right.
Cool. I remember as a kid, I saw monster trucks, and it was one of the coolest, funnest things ever, and I still remember it today.
Yeah,
so,
we've got school bus coming in for them to jump over, a small school bus and minivan, so they'll catch some air this year, that's for sure.
Cool. Awesome. That all starts tomorrow. All right, tell me, what else is going on? We got a rodeo, we got music, filming.
Yeah. Free stage stuff. I can start with that a little bit. Free stage stuff. We got the Wild About Monkeys coming in.
Cool.
That's a really good show. I've seen them at 2 or 3 other fairs around the country this last year, and it's an educational show, but it's really entertaining and fun, and the kids will love it.
Nice.
And Michael Mesmer's coming back for Hypnotist. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, of course, is a PRCA rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Top Cowboys entered this week. And we've also got the instant video replay board back.
Okay, nice.
That was very popular last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Slim Garner, funny man, coming in. Will Rasmussen's back for the announcer. He's really good at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be three fun nights of rodeo. And
Sweet.
Then, of course, the concert on Sunday, Dustin Lynch. He's a up-and-coming country artist.
Mm-hmm.
You probably can't remember any songs, can you?
No, can you?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can.
Aw, man.
Mainly because I've done this about 17 times in the last month. But She Cranks My Tractor is one of his more upbeat songs. And Cowboys and Angels is one that crawled up the charts. And then we've got Old Dominion coming in to open. We kind of lucked out on those guys. They were writing hit songs for Taylor Swift and Keith Urban and some of those artists. And they finally decided maybe they ought to make money off their own songs instead of everybody else. So they started a band, and they were getting a lot of airtime on Sirius Radio, and they've just started to break into the network market. So
sweet. I'm always very impressed with the acts that you guys bring to the Twin Falls County Fair. It's Pretty awesome.
It's fun. It's a lot of work to try to get them routed right to move it, get into this part of the country, but because it's a long ways between gigs sometimes in the West and Midwest.
I would say so. And we all appreciate what you do. And you started last October.
Yeah.
Woo! That is, wow, I need to start planning better. And if you do need to buy tickets for the rodeo, the music, the monster trucks, tfcfair.com. And I love your guys' website. There's lots of info, lots of goodies up there if you do want to find out more info about, I don't know, the Monster Truck Show or anything. That's why we pre-record.
That's right.
John Pitts from the Twin Falls County Fair. You want to include anything else?
The carnival is the same carnival as last year, but they've got enough rides. They've got more rides than we can put on our midway.
Wow.
So they always bring a new one or a different one or two every year. Mm-hmm. And the big speed rides back, that was very popular by last year. And also, I suppose I'll be getting tennis shoes off the top of the ticket booth again this year. About every night I had to go out there with a ladder and get tennis shoes off the top of the ticket booth. Yeah, that thing's 130 feet in the air when it's at the top of its swing. Okay. So
tie your shoes really tight.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. And another thing that I love, I mean, just going to the fair, just the experience and just walking through the field, you could just, I don't know, there's electricity in the air, and I don't know if that's cheesy to say, but I don't know, people are excited to be out in the community.
4-H kids been out there for both the last 2 weekends decorating and getting their areas ready, and the livestock shows start tomorrow, so.
Okay, be out there. They've been working hard, and now it's time for you to go and enjoy, and this is kind of the unofficial end of summer bash, if you will.
Seems like it, yep.
So I miss you, summer, already. I don't like being cold, so get out there, and it all starts tomorrow. I can't believe the Twin Falls County Fair is already here. TFCFair.com, all the info you need. And speaking of those monster trucks, since it is one of my favorites, if you get there an hour or so before the show actually starts, you can actually meet the drivers.
Yep, the gates open for that event at 5:30.
That's cool.
And they'll be meet and greet with the drivers starting at 5:30.
Wow, you can ask them questions like, I didn't know that the cars had to cool off.
Yeah,
because they burn so much gasoline and you said alcohol.
Actually, alcohol. Yep.
I guess that makes
Gasoline's not hot enough for those that much power.
Wow, I didn't know. That's cool. I didn't know that either. All right, be there and enjoy one more year of the Twin Falls County Fair, almost under our belt. It's 98.3 The Snake with John Pitts. And John, anything else?
That should do it. I appreciate the opportunity to come in.
I ditto, man. I love it when you come by. We never know what you're going to say. No? Okay. It's 98.3 The Snake.